I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 71 of The 80%. Today, I'm sharing with you my credit card story. Specifically, the mindset and habits that I needed to learn to successfully pay off 200,000 pesos in debt. This is another session on Kumu that I did with Podcast Network Asia. So what you'll hear is an audio recording of the live stream, and I hope that you enjoy. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. So, for today, I will be telling you the story of how I prepared to pay my credit card debts. Dati kasi, nung ako'y nagtatrabaho pa sa corporate world, medyo na-excite ako dahil ang daming credit cards, ang daming pre-approved credit cards na dumadating sa bahay. And during that time, kaka-graduate ko pa lang, I was able to find a good job, a good paying job. And true enough, after mga 2-3 months, these pre-approved credit cards started to come in sa bahay. Ako na hindi pa marunong mag-manage ng pera noon, syempre ang naisip ko, wow, free money. Yun yung dating sa akin ng credit card ko. So ginastos ko talaga siya. Nag-swipe ako at kung ano yung mga binili ko. Sa mga luho ko ginastos yung credit card ko. I did not monitor yung mga bills ko. Umabot na ako ng around the most, no, is 200,000 pesos. And shout out kay Rika tsaka kay JC sa The Halo Halo Show, which is also part of Podcast Network Asia. Kasi nag-guest ako sa kanila around May 4, yung Tres Leches. And in that episode, yung guesting ko sa The Halo Halo Show, na-mention ko na to na isa sa mga challenges that I faced, one of the biggest challenges that I faced in my personal finance was paying off my 200,000 pesos worth of credit card debts. And yung 200,000 na yon, hindi yon galing sa isang credit card. Mababa lang talaga yung credit limit ko noon, pero since ang daming nang dumating sa akin ng mga pre-approved credit card, tas I remember may dalawa kong credit card na in-applyan pa sa mall. Alam niyo yun, yung nangaharang sa mall. Tapos, pag-a-applyin ka para may libre kang payong, may libre kang popcorn. Ayan, in-applyan ko din yung mga yun. Kaya umabot ako ng 5 credit card during that time. And yung total na utang ko was around 200,000 pesos. And it came to a point na tumatawag na yung mga collection agency sa akin. They were already making rude calls and they were also sending mga fake summon letters sa bahay. And at first, I was just ignoring them kasi iniisip ko, paano ko mababayaran to? Eh, kulang na rin talaga yung sweldo ko kasi nga na-excite ako masyado sa paggasto, sa pag-swipe ng credit card ko. And para sa akin, okay lang naman. Ako lang naman yung hinaharas. So I can just choose to ignore them. However, it came to a point na tumatawag sila sa bahay and ang nakasagot nung call is my mom. And nung umuwi ako galing opisina, naabutan ko yung mom ko na umiiyak, malungkot siya kasi may nakausap siyang collector and then sinigawan siya, sinabihan siya, bakit daw siya nagpalaki ng anak na irresponsable? Bakit daw siya nagpalaki ng anak na magnanakaw, parang ganun pa yung sinabi. And of course, it offended my mom. It hurt her feelings. That's why she was crying. And when I got home to that scene, dun ko na-realize that kailangan kong magbago. I needed to do something about my personal finance. I needed to change. I needed to do something to pay off my credit card debts. And from that moment, it took me around 3 years to finally be able to pay off yung 200,000 na yon. And when people ask me na ano bang ginawa ko, kasi I have friends who are also struggling with credit card debts, and I also have clients who come to me to consult with their debt problems. Of course, ang first na sinasabi ko sa kanila was to really take charge of their finances. Ibig sabihin, you have to monitor your expenses, you have to minimize your expenses, you have to allot some amount of your income towards paying off your debts, you have to create a budget. And then, ang strategy na ginamit ko noon was yung debt snowball method. So, you can probably Google yung debt snowball method to see how it works. I would say that this is the 20% part of your financial success, kasi this is the technical part. Ito talaga yung kailangan mong gawin. However, itong mga steps na to, like tracking your expenses, minimizing your spending, and then allocating an amount to pay off your debts, this is easier said than done. And it requires a certain kind of mindset to succeed in the end. This is also the reason why I entitled my podcast The 80%, because yung financial success natin, which includes successfully paying off our debts, kailangan niya talaga ng proper mindset, proper mental and emotional preparation to be able to pay off yung mga utang natin. So that is the 80%, and that is exactly what we will be focusing on during this afternoon. So I've prepared 7 tips for you, and this is basically what I did, how I mentally prepared, how I battled my seemingly insurmountable debt. So paano ko ba nabayaran yung 200,000 na utang ko sa credit card? So hindi lang siya basta-basta pagbabudget at pagbabayad every month. It required a change in lifestyle, a change in attitude, a change in my mindset. And itong mga isi-share ko sa inyo, I hope this will also help you if you are also struggling with debt. Okay, so the first tip that I will give you is you have to accept that you have a debt problem. Awareness and acceptance is always the first step towards change. Have the courage to admit to yourself that you are in a serious financial situation, that you are in serious financial trouble. Moreover, recognize the fact that this is not a permanent problem and you have the power to overcome it, just like many others have already done before you. Marami akong na-meet na mga tao na sobrang laki din ng utang nila sa credit card, and it is not just me, kasama ko sila, na lahat kami na-solve namin yung credit card debt problems namin. And ikaw rin, kaya mo rin yun. But the first step is you have to accept that you have a problem. Meron akong actually colleague, kasama ko sa trabaho, siya grabe. Meron siyang business, tapos ginamit niya yung credit cards niya para pondohan yung business niya. However, nagkaroon ng problem sa business, nalugi, and he ended up with more than ₱1,000,000 of credit card debts. Grabe. Feeling niya noon, wala na siyang ibang solution, wala na siyang magagawa. He was actually ready to give up. Fortunately, he came to his senses, or talagang pinag-isipan niya kung ano yung kailangan niyang gawin. He accepted that this is a problem that he needed to face. And I think it took him around 5 years to be able to pay off that ₱1,000,000 debt of his, no? So you cannot solve something if you deny yourself that the problem exists. So it's important for you to accept na talagang kailangan ko nang harapin itong problema na ito. Sabi nga nila, di ba, you have to get out of the stage of denial. You have to accept that this is a problem that exists in you. I recognize the value of being able to accept that you made a mistake and being able to accept that you are not perfect. That's why you are now trying to make amends and try to find a way to change and solve your debt problem. So that's basically the first thing that you need to do. You have to accept that you have a debt problem. The second thing that I did to solve my debt problem is I told myself that there will be no more running. So the second tip is to tell yourself na hindi ka na tatakbo. You don't have to run anymore. Being in debt is like standing in front of a rabid dog. Parang nakatayo ka sa harap ng isang aso na mukhang mangangagat. And ano ba usually ang ginagawa natin kapag ganun? Ang gagawin nyo ba ay tatakbo kayo? That's actually a bad thing to do. You should not turn your back and run away because anong gagawin ng aso? Hahabulin kayo lalo nun, di ba? So instead, what do? You need to stay calm, assess the environment, and find the best way to neutralize the situation and bring yourself to safety, di ba? Ano ka, kalmado ka lang, no sudden movements, you assess the environment. Ano bang pwede kong gawin? Pwede kang maglakad siguro ng patalikod, unti-unti, and then try to bring yourself to safety. So, when faced with seemingly insurmountable debt, it's also best to stay calm, assess your options, and find the best strategy to pay it off as soon as possible. Back in episode 54, meron akong in-invite na guest doon, si Sir Efren Cruz, and we talked about how to get out of debt. Someone sent me a message asking for help on how she can pay off yung mga personal loans naman niya. Yun naman yung naging problem niya. And isa sa mga unang tip na binigay ni Sir Efren, who is also a registered financial planner, sinabi niya noon, the first thing that you need to do is to talk to your creditors. So that is related to what I'm saying to you now. So tell yourself that there will be no more running. Ang tendency kasi natin kapag tinatawagan na tayo ng mga collecting agencies, binabagsak natin yung phone, ini-ignore natin yung mga tawag, minimiss call natin or dinedeny natin yung mga tawag sa cellphone, yung mga sulat sa bahay, hindi natin binubuksan, tinatapon na lang kagad natin. So that is, in a way, running from your problem. But you have to face it. You have to talk to your collecting agencies. You have to talk to your creditors and ask kung ano ba yung pwede nating gawin to solve yung debt problem mo. So you have to face your creditors and try to ask for condonation. And isa ito sa mga ginawa ko, to be honest. Yung isang credit card company, sinabi ko sa kanila na talagang wala akong pambayad. I would like to ask for condonation. And yung credit card company na yon, I remember around 60,000 yung utang ko sa kanila, yun yung credit card na may pinakamataas sa credit limit sa akin. And okay naman, binaba nila to around 30,000. So that's around 50% discount already, 'di ba? Tapos ang sinabi nila, we will cut your credit card, tapos yung 30,000 babayaran mo siya in a span of 1 year. So ganun yung naging arrangement. So the tip really is to not run away, to stop running away and face the problem head on. Kausapin niyo yung mga creditors niyo, work with them. Kasi mga nagtatrabaho rin lang yung mga yan. And a lot of them, they are really willing to help you find an arrangement na pareho kayong magbe-benefit. So win-win situation. So you have to find a way to compromise yung iyong debt situation and see if there's a way for you to be able to pay off your debts without really sacrificing a lot of your personal finance. And the only way to be able to do that is to take the calls, to answer the calls, to reach out to your creditors and propose a solution to them. So stop running away from your debt because your debt will not go away. Mga matsatsagaya mga yan, I remember some people, sabi nila, 5 years na tinatawagan pa rin daw sila ng credit card company. Of course, every now and then titigil sila sa pagtawag. Pero once na mag-apply ka ng bagong credit card, once na mag-apply ka ng loan, natitrigger siya ulit, tapos biglang may tatawag na naman sa'yo. Tapos matagal na naman yon. Usually, these collecting agencies, they will call you incessantly for around 6, 7, 8 months. Pag naging successful ka sa pag-ignore sa kanila, titigil sila. Pero yun nga, just one credit card application or just one loan application na titrigger sila and then they will again call you. So, if you want that to really stop, then you have to face them and stop running away. And believe me when I say na there will always be a solution to your debt problem and it includes working with your creditors. Okay? So, that's my tip number 2. The third thing that I did to mentally prepare to pay off my credit card debts was to really accept that I will be making a lot of changes in my life. So number 3 is to look forward to making these changes sa lifestyle mo. If you keep doing what you've always done, nothing will ever change. So if you want your debts to disappear, then it will be necessary to change how you live. Your daily routine will change, your spending habits will change, your lifestyle will change, and in some cases, your set of friends will change too. Nako, yon. So don't be afraid of change, of course. So unang-una, expect that you will be changing a lot of your habits. It's better if we can make slow changes kasi mas sustainable yon. Pero if you are already in deep debt problems, expect na medyo malalaki yung changes na gagawin mo sa lifestyle mo. So you would need to be really persistent and you need to be really patient with those changes. Magiging uncomfortable talaga yan. It will be an unpleasant experience, but it will be worth it. Yun yung mapapromise ko sa inyo. So umpisa lang talaga, magtitiis kayo, mahihirapan kayo, but in the end, when you finally pay off your debts, sobrang sarap ng feeling yan. Parang nanalo ka na rin sa loto. So you're working towards a better personal finance. You just have to remember that. Isa sa mga favorite quotes ko is, of course, yung famous boxer na si Muhammad Ali. And he says that, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." And similarly, you need to suffer now. Kailangan mo magtiis. Kailangan mo talagang mag-sacrifice ng mga maraming bagay para makatipid at mabayaran yung utang mo. But you just have to be patient. You just have to be persistent. And in the end, yun nga, kapag nabayaran mo na lahat ng utang mo, you will really feel like a champion. And it will be one of the best experiences or one of the best feelings that you will have in your life. And hanggang ngayon, di ba, kinikwento ko pa rin yung experience ko nung nagkaroon ako ng 200,000 plus pesos na utang. And until now, it's something that I am proud to tell people kung paano ko siya na-overcome. So it will be the same for you. It is one of your success stories that you will tell other people, that you will share with other people to help them with their own debt problems. So look forward to making a lot of changes in your life, and change is not necessarily bad, di ba? Yung iba kasi we resist change kasi it brings us to an uncomfortable place. But if we are patient with ourselves, if we are kind to ourselves, then we will certainly overcome it. So yung mga daily routines na babaguhin natin dyan, you have to be self-aware. Ano ba yung mga usual na ginagastos natin? Kung mahilig tayong magmerienda, ayan. Nako, ako yun yung isa sa mga una kong tinanggal, yung gastos ko sa merienda. And sabi ko, tiis na lang, dadamihan ko na lang yung kanin sa lunch para hindi ako magutom ng merienda. And it will sustain me up until makauwi ako sa bahay for dinner time. Tapos ang ginagawa ko noon para hindi kagad ako para hindi na ako mag-crave kumain sa hating gabi, natutulog na rin ako ng maaga. And then one of the hardest things that I find is waking up early, kasi I'm not really a morning person, but during that time I really learned to wake up mga around 4:30 in the morning para pumasok sa opisina. Bakit ko kailangan gumising ng ganun kaaga? Para I don't need to take a taxi going to the office. Kasi may mga times talaga na late ako nagigising, and para hindi ako malate sa opisina, magta-taxi ako. And of course, that is really extra spending, di ba? Unnecessary expenses yon. So talagang inaagahan ko yung gising ko para I can only take the jeepney and the bus going to the office. So nakatipid ako. And as I've mentioned, it will be uncomfortable. Para sa akin, as someone who is not a morning person, it was a struggle during that time. But I've learned to do it because ang focus ko is the end goal, the target, na mabayaran eventually lahat ng utang ko. So look forward to making a lot of changes in your life. That is my third mental preparation na i-advise ko sa inyo. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Flint PH. Do you want to invest in real estate for as low as 1,000 pesos? Then check out Flint PH, the first tech-enabled, low-cost Philippine real estate crowdfunding platform that is made for investors who would like to invest in Philippine real estate properties. Flint provides a fixed and safe return on investment, especially for those looking to earn passive income. Flint is open to anyone at any time, even to those who are based outside the Philippines. Sign up for a free account today and visit bit.ly/flintph. That's bit.ly/flintph. Again, that's bit.ly/flintph, all small letters. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. So for this afternoon, of course, I am discussing how to mentally prepare in facing your debt problems. And itong mga lessons na to, it comes from my own experience when I used to have around 200,000 pesos worth of credit card debts. And when you need to pay that much amount, hindi lang enough na tipong sasabihin mo sa sarili mo na, sige, magtitipid na ako, magbabudget na ako, pabayara ko yung credit card debts ko. Technically speaking, yun lang naman talaga yung kailangan mong gawin. Kailangan mo lang talagang bawasan yung gastos mo, kailangan mong ayusin yung budget mo, and then allot a certain amount of your income towards paying off your debts. But as I mentioned earlier, that is easier said than done. And just like the title of my podcast, financial success is 80% behavior and only 20% head knowledge. So yung gagawin natin, yun yung 20%. Alam na natin kung ano yung dapat natin gawin. Pero bakit ba mahirap siya gawin? Because we need to learn yung 80%, which is the proper mindset, the proper attitude. We have to nurture the good habits that will help us to become financially successful. So, the fourth tip is to put more focus on creating income. So, there are two ways to come up with the money to pay off your debts, to lessen your expenses and earn more income. Diba? Siyempre, meron tayong cash flow, meron tayong gastos, meron tayong kinikita. The first thing that you need to do is to look at your expenses. Bawasan natin yung mga gastos natin. However, there is always a point na talagang binawasan mo na lahat nung pwede mong ibawas. Talagang basic na lang talaga yung pinagkakagastosan mo. And still, kulang pa rin yung pera mo pambayad ng credit card debts mo. So what do? Do you just give up? Of course, hindi. You look at the other side of the equation, which is yung income. And I would dare say na mas mag-spend ka ng mas maraming time and energy into increasing your income. What I'm trying to say is, yes, you have to look at your expenses, pero once na nabawasan mo na siya, huwag ka na mag-focus doon. Kasi yung iba talagang iniisip na, ano pa bang pwede kong ibawas dito? Ano pa bang pwede kong tanggalin? May anxiety kasi yun eh, kapag you're trying to find something na hindi mo na talaga mahanap. Kasi minsan talaga, sagad na talaga yung gastos natin. So, you move on to the other side of the equation, which is creating income. So, unfortunately, simply eliminating your unnecessary spending won't work fast enough to pay off your debts as soon as possible. So, if you want to turbocharge your finances, then you really need to increase your cash flow. And yun talaga yung pinakamadaling paraan para makahanap ng pera para mabayaran yung utang mo. Humanap ka ng racket. Okay? Hanap ka ng way to earn extra income. So, keep your worries at bay and focus more of your time and energy on creating streams of income. You can find a second job. You can do freelancing, you can sell your stuff. You just need to be proactive. Yung nabanggit ko kanina na friend ko na almost 1 million yung naging utang niya sa credit card because nag-fail yung business niya. Ang ginawa niya talaga is, number one, binenta niya yung sasakyan niya. Number two, naghanap siya ng mga gadgets at saka mga bagay sa bahay nila na pwedeng ibenta. Siyempre, yun yung initial kasi kailan niya munang magbayad ng malaking amount para mapaliit yung utang niya to a level na manageable. Tapos, after nun, naghanap siya ng racket and katulad ko, I did freelancing. So, this was the time na talagang nag-apprentice ako sa isang photographer para lang makaracket, no? Meron din akong isang friend na nasa events production. So, naging ano ako doon, naging manpower. Talagang naghanap ako ng extra income, especially during the weekends. Every little amount that I am able to earn, it went towards paying off my debts. So, hanap tayo ng mga pagkakakitaan. Fortunately, during this time, there are already a lot of opportunities to make money online. Hindi na natin talaga kailangan umalis pa, di ba? Or lumabas ng bahay para kumita ng pera. So, there are already a lot of opportunities to make money online. May mga friends ako nagla-live online selling. Di ba? Ang galing-galing nun. Sabi, tinanong ko isa kong friend na nagbebenta every weekend sa kanyang Facebook account. Ang sabi niya, more or less daw, mga around 10,000 plus yung kinikita niya. Di ba? Not bad. Ang laki-laki na nun. Almost 40,000 pesos a month. Di ba? Saan mo pupulutin yun? So, of course, nandito na rin tayo sa Kumu. This is also a great way to earn money. May mga napapanood ako dito na live streamers sa Kumu. Parang isang stream niya, kumakanta siya, sinishowcase niya yung talent niya. In a matter of 2 hours, parang kumikita sila ng mga around 4,000, 5,000 pesos. Diba? 2 oras lang na ginagawa mo yung isang bagay na gusto mo rin. Diba? You're showcasing your talent. But also, you are making money from your passion. Put more focus on creating income. That is very important if you really want to have the enough cash flow to pay off your debts. The fifth mental preparation that you need to do is to expect that it will be difficult. So, this is related to what I've said earlier. If it's easy to get out of debt, then nobody will have this problem. So think about that. Hindi siya madali. So don't fool yourself that it will be a walk in the park because it will be a traverse in the jungle. Okay? So just because na sinabi mo na, sige, aayusin ko na yung finances ko, imamanage ko na yung budget ko, at babayaran ko na yung utang ko, hindi ibig sabihin no na you just have to do it every month and eventually mababayaran mo siya. There will still be a lot of challenges and obstacles along the way. Mahihirapan ka pa rin. Kasi that is really the nature of your situation. That is the nature of paying off credit card debts. Yun din yung naging experience ko dati. And yun din yung naging experience ng lahat ng kilala ko na naging problema yung utang. Again, I'm not scaring you. I'm just being realistic. And yung mga kakilala ko, kasama ko, eventually, we became successful. We were just patient and persistent and committed enough to our goal. So eliminating your debts will be a big challenge, but in the end, it will be one of the greatest achievements that your friends and loved ones will always remember about you. Totoo yan. Yung mga kaibigan ko, kapag nagkakaroon sila ng konti pa lang, na, medyo maliit pa lang na problem sa credit card debt sila, ako na kagad yung tiyatawagan nila. Bakit? Kasi alam nila na I went through the same problem. And the more that I tell my story to my friends, the more that they respect me for what I've done, and I wish that it will be the same for you. So, this will be an accomplishment that you will forever be proud of. So, you need to be patient and persistent. Lagi kong sinasabi kanina pa, no? Pag sinabi natin patient, ay we have to be kind to ourselves. Hindi yan perfect agad. Lalo na yung pagbabudget, lalo na yung pag-eliminate or minimize yung expenses natin. There will be days na mapapagastos ka pa rin. There will be days na hindi mo pa rin makokontrol yung sarili mo, mag-i-impulse buy ka pa rin. Okay lang yon. You have to be kind to yourself and be patient na this is something that you need to learn every week. You need to do every so often until you are able to learn it as a skill, yung money management. And then you have to be persistent. Ibig sabihin, just because you failed once, magi-give up ka na. Hindi. Again, every time you fail, always have the courage to stand up again. So you have to be persistent. Just keep going, just keep swimming, and eventually, you will be able to pay off all your debts. Yung story ko nga, yung 200,000, di ba? It took me around 3 years. Imaginein mo yon, 3 years. Yung iba kasi, when they decide that they will finally handle or manage their finances, feeling nila, within a year, mababayaran na nila lahat ng utang nila. It's not really the most common story that you'll hear. A lot of the success stories of people who were able to pay off their debts, it took them more than a year, 2-3 years, some as long as 5 years. Ang importante, they were successful at it. They were just patient and persistent. So expect that this will be something that will challenge you. It will be difficult, but you don't have to be afraid because a lot of people that I've met have come out successful in the end. Hello everyone, I just want to give this quick hello and say thank you to the people of Kumu. Kumu is a Pinoy live streaming app where you can connect and hang out with Filipino streamers and celebrities. To download the app, just click the link in the description. That's it. See you soon on Kumu. And now, let's go back to our episode. The sixth mental armor that you need to have is to be ready to face and overcome self-pity and depression. So calls from collection agencies will continue and letters from law firms will relentlessly come. Diba may mga sulat, mga supina, mga threats na idedemanda ka dahil sa utang mo. Those will continuously come kasi hindi mo pa naman talaga nababayaran. So you have to be able to handle this with a strong mindset. So habang nahihirapan ka, mapapansin mo siguro yung mga friends mo, parang normal lang. And that really creates some sort of anxiety and self-pity na parang nag-iisa ka lang and you're facing this problem alone. But the reality is, you are not alone and it will be very helpful if you can find people whom you can talk to. You need to be able to share your feelings and open up to someone na hindi ka i-judge do sa problem mo. So I think that is very important. You have to be ready to face all these anxious thoughts. But you have to be prepared also to talk to someone if needed. So the world around you will carry on and move forward without sympathy. Paying off your debts can be a lonely battle, but you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to be alone. So find joy and comfort in the listening ears of friends and loved ones. Don't be afraid to talk about your fears and hopes with them because it will help a lot. Of course, if itong problem na to, it's really taking a toll in your mental health. It is really affecting your lifestyle na tipong hindi ka na nakakatulog, hindi ka na nakakakain. It's already affecting your relationships with your friends, your loved ones, and even your office mates. Then it might be a good idea to consult with a professional also. The last mental preparation that I would like to share with you is to always remember that your debts do not define who you are. So I got myself deep in credit card debt because I was reckless and impulsive with my spending. I swiped my credit card buying a lot of things that I didn't need to impress people I didn't even like. Meron akong office mate bumili ng bagong cellphone. Sabi ko, ako rin bibili na akong bagong cellphone. Dapat ako rin. Ganun ako noon, kaya talagang nabaon ako sa utang. I realized that I can be a different person. I can be a better person than who I was at that time. So that was a very important realization that I had. At that point, I stopped listening to the names that collecting agents called me. I shut my ears from the gossip that was going around the office about my troubles. Nako, totoo yan. Pagchichismisan ka talaga. Lalo na mga office mates mo. Siyempre sila, isa sa mga paboritong ginagawa sa opisina yan, no? You have to be able to tolerate that. So you just have to be resilient in your own way. So you have to refuse to let your financial mistakes define who you are. Nagkaroon ka lang ng mistakes sa paggastos, pero hindi ibig sabihin nun ay wala ka ng pag-asa, that it is hopeless for you. Everyone can change. You need to choose to be a good person that you know that you are. So ibig sabihin nito, deep inside, alam mo namang mabuti kang tao. So kahit na naririnig mo sa iba, lalo na sa mga collecting agencies na wala kang kwenta, magastos ka, etc., huwag mong papaniwalaan yung mga yon. In the end, you are the person that who you believe to be. And I know deep inside, you know that you are a good person, meaning you can live to be that good person na walang utang. Someone who is debt-free. I used to be someone na hindi marunong i-manage yung pera. I used to be someone who doesn't know how to properly use my credit cards. Pero because I wanted to learn, I asked my friends, I self-studied, I tried my best to become someone who is financially responsible. The same way na dati, siguro hindi ka marunong mag-manage ng pera, hindi ka marunong mag-budget, pero once you give the time and effort to learn, eventually you will become someone who is financially disciplined and someone who is financially educated and someone who is able to manage their personal finance very well. Those are the 7 things that allowed me to pay off my credit card debts. The first is I needed to accept that I had a debt problem. Number 2, tell yourself that there will be no more running. Number 3, look forward to making a lot of changes in your life. Number 4, put more focus on creating income. Number 5, expect that it will be difficult. Number 6, be ready to face and overcome self-pity and depression. And number 7, always remember that your debts do not define who you are. It took me 3 years to finally get out of debt. But when I started taking charge of my finances, I thought it would take 10 years. Nung umpisa, akala ko, ako forever ko na yata itong gagawin. But eventually, I was able to pay off my debts. If you're trying to get out of debt, it will feel like it's never going to end. But believe me, things will always get better and it will be over sooner than you expect. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you can join me next time when I live stream on Kumu. The link to download the app is in the episode description and you can follow me at BroadFits. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80% at i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again in our next episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.